They say to be successful, you need to surround yourself with the right people. Why? You're more likely to be positive and empowered and see life as happening for you instead of to you. However, just as you benefit when you surround yourself with the people who support you, you suffer when those in your business and social circles are negative or narrow-minded. So just how important is surrounding yourself with the right people? If you're not focused on the importance of this, it could be costing you millions of dollars. My name is Samantha Riley, and this is the podcast for experts who want to be the unapologetic leader in their industry. We're going to share the latest business growth, marketing, and leadership strategies, as well as discussing how you can use your human design to create success in business and life, inside and out. It's time to take your influence, income, and impact to the level you know you're capable of. Are you ready to make a bigger difference and scale up? This is the Influence by Design podcast. Welcome to episode 412 of Influence by Design. Today is day 5 of our 30 and 30, where we're releasing an episode every day for the month of September, and we're focusing on the theme of stepping into your power, being the unapologetic leader in your industry so you can build your elegant empire. Today I've chosen to talk about this topic because I think it's one of the most important aspects to your success. Maybe you've heard that your network is your net worth. The importance of your inner circle is something that I've found that most 7- and 8-figure business owners really, really understand, and something that low 6-figure earners don't or haven't yet placed enough emphasis on. So if you're tolerating people in your network that aren't supporting your personal and business growth, it could have an effect on you that looks like one or all of these things. So number one, you could have a limited belief in yourself and what you're capable of achieving. If your friends and family are afraid that you'll fail, they'll pass those negative feelings on to you. Now, they're just trying to keep you safe, but these negative feelings are going to be holding you back. Number two, they could be hindering you from making optimal choices. Now, think about it. Why don't you want your kids hanging out in a bad crowd? It's because they could be tempted to make bad decisions, and it's the same for you. Number three, they'll pull you down. You may have heard the term tall poppy syndrome. That's certainly something that we know quite well here and in New Zealand. Not quite sure about the rest of the world so much. But when someone is jealous of what you're achieving, they'll cut you down. What's actually happening is they're being triggered by their insecurities. But because you don't want to feel inferior, you learn not to share and you keep things to yourself. You get a negative feeling around this success. And number four, you do everything on your own. And this is the fastest part to overwhelm and burnout. So when you're consciously choosing the people you spend time with, you'll find it will have long-reaching effects into your business and your entire life. Number one, spending time with successful people will shine a light on what's possible. They'll take your visions to a whole new level that you hadn't previously conceived. The conversations will be at a higher level. They'll ask better questions. They'll challenge you to grow. All of these things will exponentially grow your mindset and show you what's possible. Secondly, you'll feel more motivated and make choices that will accelerate you towards your goals rather than keep you stuck. Or even worse, going backwards. Thirdly, you can celebrate your successes. Success that you can't share with other people. I'm sure you know this feeling or this has happened to you in the past. When you do your first $83,000 month, which will have you on track to earning your first $1 million year, you can't share this information with just anyone. Most people with an employee mindset would become instantly resentful and jealous rather than an entrepreneur who understands what it takes to achieve this goal and who'll want to celebrate with you. And number four, you'll have a network who will support you in your growth activities. Successful entrepreneurs all understand the benefits of collaborations, of introductions and referrals, and they truly live by the mantra, all boats lift on a rising tide. So I want you to think right now, who are you surrounded with? Are you building your 7-figure network? Or are you tolerating someone that's having a negative effect which is keeping you stuck? It's up to you to remove yourself from relationships that aren't serving you and also nurture the relationships that are positive. you must remember that you're in control. I believe that growing your network with the right people is the most crucial part of your success. I know that proximity is power, and one of the fastest growth opportunities I've discovered is to pay for proximity. It's one of the best investments you can make. So in my business, there are three areas I invest in heavily every single year, and that's masterminds, coaching programs, and live events. Now, obviously, we haven't had so many live events over the last few years, but I still showed up into online events, and live events are coming back. So get yourself in the room and start really connecting with people and nurturing relationships. So masterminds and coaching programs and live events are all places where you'll find people who are also investing in their personal and business growth, and they really value the importance of it. And they'll also be more likely to share values similar to yours because they are investing in that growth. Now, I do want to leave you with one really important consideration on this topic. Even though it's important to grow your network with the right people, enter into these relationships with the right intention. Don't connect with someone just to get something from them. I'm sure we've all met that person, and it's not a nice feeling when you're on the receiving end of that. Always come from a place of service and a win-win attitude. Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, which I really hope that you have, here's how we can help you to grow your expert business even faster. Join my free Facebook group, Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers, where inside you'll get access to weekly free training as we dive into every aspect of your business so you can be the unapologetic leader in your industry and build your elegant empire. You'll get the strategies, tools, and workshops that help you to get the quantum growth that you know you're capable of. So head on over to Facebook and search the Coaches, Thought Leaders, and Changemakers group right now. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Influence by Design podcast. If you want more, head over to influencebydesignpodcast.com for the show notes and links to today's gifts and sponsors. And if you're looking to connect with other experts who are growing and scaling their business too, join us in the Coaches, Thought Leaders and Changemakers community on Facebook. The links are waiting for you over at influencebydesignpodcast.com.